But again, that's already in the market. So you could get a little bit of a softness here in the rates just from a technical standpoint. If you do and you're exposed, that might be a chance to get some of your financing locked in.
Your Acre Talk after the bell here on KASDM Radio, 1150 on your AM radio dial. We'll rejoin in a few moments, but right now we're going to skip on down to the Xcel Energy Center and our wrestling correspondent, assistant wrestling coach Dan Anderson joining us, and Gabe Zierden ready to take the mat for the second time today. Dan, I'm sure there's a lot of excitement, and Gabe's going to have a tough match here in this second round.
Yep, they're just underway here, and he's wrestling as Zach Peterson, a junior from Prince Zierden, in on a nice single leg, a crotch. Zierden working to finish this single leg here. Peterson with his wizard. Oh, he's the ref. Gave the takedown, but waved it off. Zierden won his first round match today, 6-4 over Austin Schmidt of Dawson Boyd. Peterson, he won by pinfall over Christian Kurtz of Hutchinson in the first round today. We're down to a minute 30 to go here in the first period. Now they're in a front headlock, both in a front headlock situation here, right in the middle of the mat. Looks like we're going to go to a stalemate here. There we go. Back up onto our feet here. Starting over here, neutral. Zierden again. There's a slide by attempt by Zierden. He's looking way more relaxed here in this match. There's quite a bit of nerves here. Now Zierden tries to throw him, and Peterson sags back and gets a two-point takedown. Zierden forced that takedown there, and now we're going off with a minute to go here. Zierden just needs to get to his feet. Get his escape. Zierden set. Peterson takes the top position, and we're underway. Zierden up to a tripod stand-up. There he goes. Peterson kicks him out. Zierden needs to get back in on that single leg again. Now Peterson again, double underhook. Peterson snaps him down into a front headlock to a go behind. And there's another two-point takedown to Zach Peterson of Perham. We got 40 seconds to go here in the first period. On the edge of the mat, Peterson. Then they break off. Then we're going back to the center. 31 seconds to go here. Zierden trails in this match, 4-1 to Zach Peterson of Perham. Peterson on top, and we're underway. Stands up. Peterson drops to an ankle. Zierden with a knee slide. No hand control. Peterson picks Zierden up. And it's... Oh, man. Zierden should have just stayed on his feet there. No change. We're down to 15. He would have stayed on his feet just a little bit longer there. He could have got a good warning for stalling on Peterson against him. Zierden sat. Zierden threw a sit out. Zierden looking to switch. And Peterson just sitting down there on that leg. I don't think we're going to have a change here of position. Now Peterson in a high crotch and like a crack back position, and we go to the second period. Zierden is trailing 4-1.
You mentioned, Dan, just the excitement, too. He needs to relax a little bit, like you said, prior to his first match earlier.
Yeah, he looked way more comfortable. But he's forcing his stuff just a little bit too much. Now Peterson was on top. Zierden's choice was on the bottom there. And Zierden in a shot. Peterson in on another front headlock. Another front headlock. And he throws Zierden to his back. And he is getting near fall. Caught him in a whip over, kind of a cow catcher. He gets a three near fall, and Peterson goes up in this match 9-2. We're down to a minute and 27 seconds to go here in this second period. Peterson working a bar arm. Zierden flat on the mat. Trying to work to his base. Peterson not having any of it. Lots of pressure. Now Zierden to a knee. Zierden reaches back and grabs the head, and that's not going to work. Zierden into a sit-out. Now he's up to his feet. him out. Gabe Dearden has yet, Joe, to get a takedown in the state tournament yet, which is just amazing to me, considering the kid has 36 victories this
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah. Wow.
We're down to 43 seconds to go here. Dearden working his underhook. Here he's pummeling in now. He needs to wrestle from more of an open tie. He needs to quit tying up. There, Peterson does an elbow pass, clears the tie. And we got blood or a contact or a cotton ball. Because Peterson was down in the tunnel before and he was warming up with his Perham's 195-pounder, and I believe he had some cotton in his nose, and I think that's what just flew across the map.
Oh.
We're down to 12 seconds here to go here in this second period. Gabe Dearden trails 9-3. Peterson just staying in good position. Peterson drives through him. Period ends, no change. Dearden is going to be on top. Peterson picks down. Good chance that there's going to be a stand-up here from Peterson. Watching him warm up down below. As these people walk right in front of me. Dearden riding. Dearden still on top in the up position. There he put the boot. He tried to put a far boot in. Peterson, after he got Dearden on his back there, has just been kind of just staying in a good position there. Peterson gets good hand control. He gets his one-point escape. Dearden working a three-quarter Nelson. They're on the edge. They go off. We're back in the middle. Peterson gets his escape there, and he goes up 10-3. There's Dearden to snap to an underhook. Dearden is just going to have to go big or go home here. Now there again, Peterson gets to his double underhook, snaps Dearden down into that front headlock. They're still on their feet, down to 1:10 to go here. Dearden's going to have to throw a haymaker here, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We're down to 1:07. Dearden's got nothing to lose now. He might as well. Oh, there, Peterson shoots in on a nice deep single leg. Dearden fights it off, though. Trying to create a scramble situation. Peterson's still in on that single leg. Dearden on his right hip. Dearden trying to scoot around the back door. Gives up the takedown. Peterson on top. Go up 12-3 here. We're down to 45 seconds left. It sure looks like Dearden is going to lose this match. Dearden flat on his belly here. We're down to 30 seconds left. Peterson riding toss. It's like Dearden. Yep. Peterson gets a warning for stalling. He's parallel. Dearden getting set in the bottom position. Down to 33 here. Peterson set, and we're underway again. Dearden reaches back. He's on his knees. He's looking for his switch. Peterson drops to a leg. Dearden with the whizzer, shin whizzer, and we're going to have a stalling call on Peterson. We're down to 20 seconds, Joe. So what's going to happen here? Dearden is going to lose his first match, it looks like, of the season. He's going to drop down to the wrestle backs, where he is going to wrestle the individual that Peterson beat in the first round, and that just so happens to be Christian Kirk of Hutchinson, who Dearden did defeat in the finals of the Purple Pride in Albany by, I believe, a score of 10-5, and that's going to come up around the 7 o'clock hour. So Peterson is your victor here. Dearden loses his first match, 12-5. And so, Joe, I will be in touch with you, and I will try to do another play-by-play of that match here as it comes up here later tonight, and that's going to be, again, around the 7 o'clock hour.
All righty. Well, Dan, we appreciate it. Hopefully Gabe can get it back rolling in the wrestle backs here. We look to hear from you a little bit later on, okay?
That sounds good, Joe.
All right, thanks again. Dan Anderson joining us, our Chasm Radio Wrestling correspondent down at the state wrestling meet, and Gabe Zierden coming up short in a second match. A 12-5 decision, so Gabe in the WrestleBacks, and we'll have coverage a little bit later on. Hopefully we can get that match in before the basketball game starts, and we'll have